This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Coming up, Bill Weld basically goes on television, national television, the so-called libertarian vice presidential candidate, and essentially endorses Hillary Clinton. And I'm only saying essentially because he used the term vouch, which is basically a synonym for endorse. We'll get into that. I've got the actual audio we'll play from the Rachel Maddow Show here in moments. Behind the mics tonight is Ian
and Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts first, however, because you've been waiting patiently. Sweet Christmas is on the line.
Sweet Christmas.
Colin from New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sweet Christmas.
Yo.
Hey.
I'm calling for two reasons. First, what's the libertarian answer for when you're asked, like, if you're voting and if you don't vote, like, you can't complain?
So people have told you if you don't vote, you can't complain?
Yes.
And what's the response to that?
Yes. You got it.
I would say that the likelihood that my vote is going to be mathematically significant at all is near nil. So I spent my time more wisely and bought a soda pop.
Okay.
You know, I mean, and at that point it puts the ball back in their court. So, you know, prove that my vote had any mathematical significance. Because what I say to people, and I do generally vote, but when I have conversations like this, Barack Obama won New Hampshire in 2012 by like 60,000 votes. If I would have voted for him, against him, for a third party, if I would have written in Captain America, it wouldn't have changed anything.
And just so real quick, yet neither of you guys are voting this election?
I already voted.
I will be voting, yes. I will definitely be voting. There are liberty-minded people here on the ballot in New Hampshire who are running as Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians, and I intend to vote for them. So, presidential election, I will be voting for Daryl W. Perry, who is our co-host and who ran against Gary Johnson and Bill Weld for the Libertarian nomination. He is officially a write-in candidate in the state of New Hampshire, so I will not be voting for any of the big party candidates.
I already voted. I voted for Gary Johnson.
Gotcha. The last part of my question.
Yes.
I've written this article on BuzzFeed titled "Jailed When Boyfriend Killed Her Son, She's Free at Last." And it's the story of this woman who had a family with her husband, and they had a kid. The kid was killed by the husband, but the woman got jailed for it
along with
the husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wasn't aware of this, but apparently they're convicting women, or people who, are in abusive relationships and say the child dies, but the police feels like you didn't, you know, reach out and try and get help, you can get convicted for this. This woman got like 45 years in jail.
What? So basically, if you've got an abusive husband, or vice versa, abusive wife, if you've got an abusive spouse who's beating you and the child, but you don't do enough in the police's mind to try to stop it, you're somehow an accessory to the murder?
Yes, yes. It was shocking.
Wow.
I read it a couple of weeks ago, and it, like,
yeah, that is shocking.
Mind. And if you check BuzzFeed, it's on there, and they actually, this guy has written several stories about it. This woman,
you should never have an obligation to do anything for other people. I think you should do things because it's the right thing to do. But if you are too scared or whatever your reason is, you don't want to do something, you don't want to step up, step out, you know, be identified, possibly face consequences from the violent person or whatever, I don't blame someone for being, you know, petrified or whatever in a situation like that. And I certainly don't think jail time is anything that's going to help that.
Well, people, they do blame folks in that circumstance. They do blame sort of the other spouse. They're like, why didn't you do more? And the reason is that we've come to value children so much in modern society. They have so much potential, and we consider them innocent and all the sorts of things that go along with it. People just can't handle it. So things that normal jurisprudence just doesn't hold water when it comes to situations where children have been harmed.
Sweet Christmas. Thanks for your call tonight. Good issues. Appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, what Bill Weld had to say on an MSNBC interview by Rachel Maddow, where he endorses Hillary Clinton, and he's supposed to be the Libertarian vice presidential candidate. But first, Parker is on the line in Washington State on via Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not a whole lot. So, Daryl is a voluntarist, right?
Okay.
I would say he is definitely a voluntarist. I mean, I can't speak for the man, but I don't think he would deny that particular label.
Well, I'm sort of trying to figure out how I might be able to, like, make money while, like, sort of moving the ball forward in a more voluntarist direction.
Boy, that is a challenge that many an activist would love to figure out the answer to. It is not an easy thing to do to monetize activism.
Yeah, and we did Free Talk Live for 4 years before we ever really
sold an ad.
Well, that's not exactly right, but they made anything more than negligible money.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, this was a labor of love for a very long time, and
still is.
And that's true for a lot of activists who, you know, put a lot of time and effort into the thing that they do, whether it's creating media or whatever, and then ultimately they can ask people for some support, and they'll get some small amount of it, because the libertarian movement isn't very, very large. There's not a lot of money to really even tap into. Some people have figured it out by, like, selling T-shirts, for instance, or selling gear with libertarian messages on it, so, you know, whether it be bumper stickers or shirts or whatever, that can be a way to do it, sort of monetize the ideas and turn them into things that people can buy and wear. That's one way that I've seen it kind of work for folks. And, well, of course, libertystickers.com is a great example of that.
Well, I have a couple of ideas for what I could possibly do as a means of getting employment.
Okay.
But I would have to sort of see if Daryl has any openings. One
he does
is
not.
To...
He doesn't have any money to pay openings.
Yeah, Daryl is currently trying to fund his LibertyLobby.xyz, which is the website for Liberty Lobby LLC. That is his current project. That's one of the reasons why he's been taking time off for the last few weeks. He's been focusing on working on that and building that up. And if he could get enough donations, he'll be able to afford himself as a Liberty Lobbyist. And then presumably if he could bring in a bunch more donations on top of that, and he's, I think, at least half of the way to his goal, which is great. I mean, he's done very, very well, I think, so far.
I put money in towards it.
On that. And if he were to get, you know, three or four times as much as he's currently bringing in, then, yeah, he might be able to hire somebody in. But where were you going with the thought? Go ahead.
Well, I was sort of thinking I could do one of two things to help Daryl out if there's a moment in time where employment opportunities are available. One would be to work as a journalist or correspondent with FPP Radio News or Free Press Publications. The other would be to get the necessary training and skills necessary to work as a liberty lobbyist in either the state of Washington or in other...
Sure, but why would he want to hire you? I mean, there's a bunch of people out there who I'm just asking you tough questions. Please don't take this personally. But why would he want to hire you? There's a bunch of other activists out there who are much more well established than you are, and you know, certainly more established here in New Hampshire, which is where he's focusing his efforts. Number one, so he's not going to be hiring lobbyists outside of New Hampshire in any way of this in the foreseeable future. Even if he could afford to hire one, which he currently can't. But why you?
Well, why me for lobbyism or why me for journalism or for both?
Either one. There's plenty of people out there with established...
Pitch it.
Yeah, go ahead. He's not listening,
right,
well, but, you know, why you?
As far as journalism goes, I have a certain ability to write. I feel as though I can write relatively well, and I feel as though my ability to write, be it editorials or be it investigating both sides of an issue. And
sure, where's your blog? Do you have examples of your writing that are out there for people to look at?
I don't.
You failed right from the gate. I mean, if you want to pitch yourself as a journalist or pitch yourself as a lobbyist, you've got to have experience. You've got to have something you can point to. You've got to have a portfolio of examples of how good you supposedly are. Parker, good luck. Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on on in here toll-free and join us on the radio waves. We'll play the audio from Bill Weld's just embarrassing appearance on the Rachel Maddow show, the supposed libertarian coming out in favor, in a way that he hasn't previously, of Hillary Clinton, or for, rather, Hillary Clinton. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here, and I want to let you know about Bitcoin Unlimited. It is the new Bitcoin client that's been endorsed by some of the major players in Bitcoin, like Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus. See, Roger believes the biggest threat to Bitcoin is coming from the inside of Bitcoin. There's been a kind of a schism within the Bitcoin developer community, the people who are responsible for upgrading and, you know, making sure that the Bitcoin project continues on, hopefully successfully, into the future. Some say that it needs to stay as is, with a block size at its current 1 megabyte limit, while others, like Roger, are saying we need to get rid of that limit on the block size and be able to increase it. Now, the block size is a major factor in how many transactions per minute or whatever that the Bitcoin network can handle. So the people who are against the increase of the block size basically kind of want to hold Bitcoin back to where it is right now. At least that's my understanding. And then Roger's saying, well, let's get rid of it so we can actually scale up and be competitive with PayPal and Visa and MasterCard. For those that don't know, Bitcoin is, of course, the tremendously successful decentralized online cryptocurrency. And so there's been a new client introduced called Bitcoin Unlimited that implements the increased block size, the idea that Roger supports. And he wants you to look into it. So check out bitcoinunlimited.info. In fact, I'd recommend it. I've got it installed here on the LRN.FM studio computer. Not just me, though. ViaBTC, the fifth largest miner in the world, has switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. And when that happened, Bitcoin prices spiked 5%. Now, is that a coincidence? Some observers don't think so.
It's still on the rise.
Yeah, it's been rising all day today. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. You can learn more about Bitcoin Unlimited by going to bitcoinunlimited.info. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about anything you want. We got David on the line in New Mexico via Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to, divert for a bit on the rights theory discussion that we last had yesterday. But basically everything that I'm interested in kind of stems from rights, and the low level rights theory stuff, like talking about water, is kind of the base for working up to, you know, higher level rights that I'm more interested in talking about with people. But, in light of the political stuff going on, I guess I'll drop that for a while and talk about some political stuff. Obviously I'm in the state of New Mexico, and obviously, as I've told you, my government has illegally taken from me.
Hello? David? David in New Mexico.
That doesn't usually happen with Skype.
Apparently they took his internet connection from him right there. We'll see if we can get him back for whatever that explanation was going to be. So stand by there, David. Not sure what went wrong there. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us via Skype. Hopefully it'll work. At Skype username lrn.fm. All right, so I got the audio here from Bill Weld on the Rachel Maddow show, and this is the relevant clip. I don't know how long the full interview was, so this is just the clip that we've been talking about. We've discussed in the last hour where Bill Weld, the supposed libertarian vice presidential candidate, who previously in other interviews, like on CNN, for instance, has kind of beat around the bush about his support.
I sure do like Hillary Clinton, but I wouldn't go so far as to say that I absolutely endorse her or anything, but she's a great woman and just tells the truth. Woo!
And he would also
tell the truth like Hillary Clinton. She's just a truth-telling lady.
Right, and he would also say things like, you need to vote against Trump.
Yeah.
Without actually saying, vote against Trump by voting for Gary Johnson and I, the libertarian.
Right.
He wouldn't, you know, fill in that sentence. He would just encourage people to vote against Trump. And some might draw from that, especially with his positive comments about Hillary Clinton on multiple occasions, that he's suggesting people vote for Hillary Clinton. Well, now it's more than just a suggestion. Now, he doesn't come right out and say, vote for Clinton in this interview, but he does endorse her by saying he vouches for her. Here's the actual audio from MSNBC, and actually we're going to get to that here. I just want to make make sure that Skype doesn't get in the way. Sometimes what happens with Skype, and I can't figure out how to fix this, I don't think you can, is if somebody's on the line on Skype, it'll actually duck down the audio on anything else that I play here. So just going to fix that, and we're going to go back now to Rachel Maddow.
Say, as a Massachusetts resident who knows something of your tenure from in public life there, I'm on a different place ideologically from you in the number line, but I have a lot of respect for your career and for your thoughtfulness. And I think that you are, I think that you're a deep thinker and a clear thinker on these things.
I think he's a heavy drinker too. Look at that red face that he's got.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's got that red face.
I hope you don't mind me saying
a drinker face.
Let me button my coat. I sense something's coming.
I can't imagine that you wouldn't tell a person in North Carolina or Ohio to vote for Hillary Clinton if the choice they were making was between giving the Libertarian Party 5% or potentially electing Donald Trump. Because you guys don't have a chance against Donald Trump, and she does. And if they vote for you, you're helping. They would be helping to elect Donald Trump.
Now, that's interesting. Before we go on there, that's the reverse of the old excuse, or not the old excuse, but the old objection about voting for libertarians was that if you vote for the libertarian, you're taking a vote from the Republican, is what the old objection used to be. Now, it's because it's convenient, the objection is, well, if you vote for the libertarian, you're obviously taking a vote from the Democrat.
Yeah.
And I've argued for a long time that libertarians will come from different political venues. There
sure.
are libertarians who come from the left. There are libertarians who come from the right. There
apparently, Maddow's arguing it now, too.
Yeah. There are libertarians who have come from no party affiliation whatsoever, have been non-voters. So I've never liked the idea that people associate libertarians with conservatives. I don't think it's fair to everybody who never was. And there's plenty of them within the libertarians who aren't. So it's interesting hearing this thing flipped on its head. It's the same stupid objection. No, you're voting for who you support. You're not voting to affect anybody else's race, and the libertarians are going to draw from all over the place.
And I think it's sort of ludicrous to believe that Bill Weld's endorsement of Hillary Clinton, or at least voting for Hillary Clinton if you're just making the decision or whatever it might be, makes any difference to a North Carolina or Ohio libertarian voter.
Well,
right?
Bill Weld makes no difference to anyone.
Well, yeah,
he's a libertarian vice presidential candidate.
He might have
nobody.
If you were in Massachusetts or in a surrounding state, you might have some more connection to him. You know, maybe you met him or something like that. But,
sure.
I met him, and what he has to say is, I mean, it isn't going to affect my vote at all.
Let me go on with the clip.
The Libertarian Party hasn't treated you great if they're putting out statements that you disagree with over your own name. Even now, this one week before the election,
the Libertarian Party has treated you poorly because they have told people to vote for the Libertarian Party. I can't believe the nerve of those people telling their voters to vote for you.
Them is stronger than your fear of Trump as a president.
Well, I'm here vouching for Mrs. Clinton, and I think it's high time somebody did, and I'm doing it based on my personal experience with her, and I think she's deserves to have people vouch for her other than members of the Democratic National Committee, so I'm here to do that.
Wow.
That's it?
There's like a few more seconds in the clip here, and I'll play whatever those, I don't know what he says after that, but we'll play it here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Okay, so Hillary was nice to you. You know, at some point, she got you breakfast or something like that. You liked her personally.
I shook Joe Biden's hand. I'm not going to vote for him.
Hell no. And look at all the other things that she's done. Why ignore all of those things? It's Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Make dial toll free to join us on the radio waves. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Now, Mark, have you been watching Roger Ver's Twitter feed?
Well, I do. I see his Facebook feed a lot, and oftentimes his tweets are replicated over there. So I see him, yeah.
Yep, he's always got interesting things to say. Roger Ver is also known as Bitcoin Jesus. He's a longtime listener of Free Talk Live.
And a supporter.
And a supporter of the show. Advertiser, longtime advertiser. Since before Bitcoin, he's been advertising. He was the advertiser behind MemoryDealers.com for longtime listeners who may not be aware of that. And, you know, he's always got interesting things to say here on his Twitter feed, which, as you said, they're usually copied over onto his Facebook. But if you want to find him on Twitter, you can go to twitter.com/RogerKVer. Not Roger Ver, Roger K. Ver. And Ver is spelled V-E-R. He writes on October 21st, quote, large-scale oppression, especially since the advent of firearms, depends a lot more on mind control than it does on body control. So get some more cool quotes from Roger Ver over at twitter.com/RogerKVer.
He's absolutely right. A guy with a gun can, sort of equal another guy with a gun pretty easily, whereas a nobleman with a sword, the peasant couldn't do anything against that because the nobleman had lots and lots of time with the sword. If the peasant, even if he was given a sword, wouldn't really know how to use it very well.
Let's go back to Bill Weld and then right back into your phone calls. I'm going to just play this the most important part of this clip, and then we'll finish it out because you'd wondered what he said after he endorses Hillary Clinton for president on national television. This is the so-called libertarian vice presidential candidate who's doing this, by the way, so you got to put these comments into context. This is the worst libertarian campaign in the history of the Libertarian Party. I mean, this is an embarrassment. It's absolutely terrible. If it had just been Gary Johnson, it would have been fine. Gary would have made a few gaffes. It would have been no big deal. He's, you know, he could be a little goofy, and goofy's cool. Goofy's a good thing. You know, being able to take, your mistakes, roll with the punches, laugh at yourself. Gary can do all those things. I don't think he's the worst candidate they could possibly have nominated. But Bill Weld, yeah, he's about the worst candidate. Well, okay.
Available?
There was a really bad presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party named Derek Michael Reed, but he didn't even have a chance in hell of getting nominated. But besides Derek Michael Reed, Bill Weld is like the worst possible guy they could have nominated here, and they did. So here's what he said on the Rachel Maddow show just one more time here.
Is stronger than your fear of Trump as a president.
Well, I'm here vouching for Mrs. Clinton, and I think it's high time somebody did, and I'm doing it based on my personal experience with her, and I think she's deserves to have people vouch for her other than members of the Democratic National Committee, mm-hmm. So I'm here to do that.
You've had a fascinating career, and I really appreciate your time
thanks.
Coming in and talking to
you.
Okay. Thank you.
Gross.
Governor Bill Weld is the vice presidential nominee.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I mean,
can you defend this one?
No,
it doesn't look like it.
I can't. I'm done. But I cannot defend this. I will.
I got someone who is. I'll read the comments.
I voted for Johnson and Weld already. This doesn't make me want to retract that vote because I believe you're voting for the president, not for the vice president. Generally, what's the vice president do? Run around Washington D.C., open up a couple ice cream stores, cut some ribbons, whatever. I don't really care much about this, but this looks very much like he just went on to a Democratic show on a Democratic network and gave him something that was darn close to an endorsement for the Democratic candidate, who, frankly, stinks.
And the most amazing part about this is that there are still people within the Libertarian Party who are defending this guy.
Well, they probably feel like that this is how they defend the votes because depending on the state, a certain amount of votes. I think in New Hampshire it's 4%. If the Libertarian gets, what is it?
No. Libertarian Party only qualifies for ballot access based on the governor and the U.S. Senate race.
Right.
The presidential election has no factor in New Hampshire as to whether the Libertarian Party gets ballot access.
Right, I understand. And I voted for the governor and the Senate. There wasn't a Senate seat. Libertarian for a Senate seat?
There was, but he's not worth voting for.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I didn't because of
friend. There's a free stater running for the Senate seat. Aaron Day is running as an independent. He definitely deserves the vote.
Sorry for derailing that. That's who I voted for. My vote went for governor also. But different state parties may very well have rules that have to do with, the Libertarian getting 5% or whatever. This is what they're going for is 5% in different states. It'd be great if he got if he had a great showing in a particular state or whatever. So I wouldn't.
No, the defense is the,
I would not withdraw my vote or my endorsement to vote for Johnson.
I would still say that the libertarians at the national level are still the lesser of the evils. So I'm not going to change mine either based on that. But that's not what the defenders are saying here. I'll give you what the quote is here in a moment. But let's go first to Riley in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Riley, are you there?
I'm here, guys.
All right, excellent. Go ahead.
So before I get into my topic, I wanted to talk about the Free Talk Live Daily Digest a bit.
Yeah.
Just to remind everybody that it's available. It's the 20 to 30 minute bit of audio that people can grab at feeds.freetalklive.com.
That's right. Feeds.freetalklive.com is where you can find the RSS feed that I just created this week by chance, total chance. So you just happened to call in yesterday, and we got a chance to talk about it. So people have, you want to just get the digest, you just want to get those instead of the full show. Now we have a digest. Digest only feed. Sort of like how, Mark, people can subscribe to the Edgington Post only feed, yep, or the episodes, the full episodes only feed. Now we have one just for the Digest. So those who don't want to hear the full show and just want the Digest, go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find a link to that RSS feed there. You pop that into your iTunes or whatever podcast client you use, and you're good to go. Anyway, yeah, it's a great little summary. Go ahead with what you were calling about tonight, though, Riley.
So I wanted to talk about voting because I actually had a chance to do some early voting in my state. And the way they do it for me is they have the ability to actually have audio for the ballot so I could go along and cast my ballots for who I'm voting for.
Do they have that at every polling location, or do they know that they've got blind people registered at a certain location and they only have facilities there?
I think they have it for every location. So,
interesting.
You know, for me, I actually got a chance to vote. I didn't vote for the Libertarian candidates or the Republican or Democrat. I actually wrote in Daryl for
right
president. But I also wanted to talk about a ballot measure that's going on here. Here we have a local race going on, local ballot measure, where we have the ability to have a 0.25% tax, sales tax increase for roads and public transportation. And, of course, I did not vote for it because, for me, I mean, yes, I do use public transportation, but it goes against my principles.
You also pay for it.
Yeah.
Usually when the public transportation bus shows up, they don't just let people on for free.
No, they don't. I mean, but, you know, as a college student, I actually get on for free because part of my tuition covers my bus pass, but I don't see why we need a tax increase. I would just say, hey, you know, maybe we should increase the bus fare a little bit. Maybe we should do something else instead of having people be robbed at gunpoint to pay for roads and bus systems.
Right. I mean, if it's for roads, then a gas tax is the proper location for this, not a sales tax.
Exactly. I mean, gas taxes would be perfect for that because you raise gas taxes, people are paying that no matter, drivers are going to pay that anyway because they have to drive.
So you voted it down, but what are the polls showing? You think that it's going to pass?
You know, it's hard to say in this part of the world. I'm pretty sure it's going to pass, but that's just my feeling on it. People don't tend to vote against taxes around here when it's that small.
That's what happened in Sarasota, Florida. Yeah. They raised your tax there.
The one in Sarasota was just the most egregious that I've ever seen. That doesn't mean that it's not, but it was for a one penny for the school tax, and they actually had, I kid you not, cheerleaders in uniform on the corners of the roads with signs giving, give me a penny, right? Like, so.
And by penny, they mean
that's a way to do some propaganda moves.
An extra cent per dollar.
Is.
And not just one penny. It's an extra cent per dollar, you know, tax.
Right.
It was actually a large increase.
Yeah, that adds up over time.
And sure
people
does.
People don't realize that when the government takes an inch, they're going to take a mile. They don't care.
There's apparently, they'll exploit your daughter's thighs to do it.
Hey, thanks, Riley, for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. The toll-free number here if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. then yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but we've got enough time for you if you want to join us now. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We were just talking about the Free Talk Live podcasts, which we really don't talk enough about. I mean, there's a lot of features on our website, and it's just easy to not talk about most of them because there's so many. And we just sort of, I think we take the podcast for granted. Hey, we've been podcasting since the beginning of podcasts.
You know, yeah.
We've been archiving audio since podcasts were invented, you know, before podcasts were invented. We had archived audio back as far as 2002 from the very first show that we
ever did. Podcasts didn't come around until like 2005.
05. Yeah, that's correct. And so, you know, we kind of take it for granted. Oh, yeah, we got a podcast. You know, go ahead and subscribe. But there are other things that that are related to that podcast, like the Edgington Post. I mentioned it briefly a moment ago. This is your kind of pet project, your own personal podcast, Mark, where you get a chance to interview all the people you want to interview. You never have to ask me for permission to interview somebody on Edgington Post, because usually I'll tell you no whenever you ask to interview somebody here on Free Talk Live.
It happens, yes.
Because this isn't really an interview show. You know, if you count up all the interviews we've done over more than a decade of 14 years of doing this program, which, by the way, that reminds me, Mark, tonight or tomorrow, I believe, is the 14th anniversary of Free Talk Live.
Is it?
Yeah, we started on the weekend before the election in 2002, and I believe it was either November 2nd or November 3rd.
Okay.
One of those two dates. This is the second that we're doing the show, and so I believe we're right there. We are on the cusp, if not right now, in a few hours.
Happy birthday to us!
Yeah, we will be 14 years of doing this radio program, originating originally back in Sarasota, Florida, a little 4,000-watt radio station that was an FM talk station, now to over 100. 160 radio stations from coast to coast. And we couldn't have done it without you, the listener. We could not have done it without you, the amplifier, the people who are getting behind the show for $5 a month and supporting what we do. Really, I mean, this is no joke. We could not have done it without your support. So thank you so much for helping us.
We could do it without the listeners. We couldn't do it without the amplifiers, right? Like, the amplifiers make it so that there's a show for the listeners to listen to.
Well, yeah.
They are the soil from which Free Talk Live springs.
Yeah.
It's a download on our podcast is a really great thing, and there's no doubt it's nice to be able to show that number. An AQH on a radio station is absolutely a wonderful thing, but it's people that promote Free Talk Live, that use the Amazon link at shop.freetalklive.com.
Right.
That's
important.
That amp the program, that go through our saveitpurse.com
yep.
link. Those people actually are the ones that make Free Talk Live happen.
Yes.
If you use the advertisers and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So, of course, thank you for the advertisers as well. Obviously, they've been an important part.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But one of the things that has really been the linchpin of success for Free Talk Live is the AMP program. I mean, but there's no doubt about it. Without it, I don't think we would have made it. If we were still going, we'd be on a fraction of the radio stations that we're on today. And honestly, I don't think it would have worked out without the AMP program. So
I agree.
Thanks to everybody who's behind us on the AMP program. If you're not yet a Free Talk Live amplifier, the perks are there. You get some nice little bonuses like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group. Go and get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And, we were going to talk about Edgington Post. Mark, you interviewed somebody you're excited about?
Yeah, I got a chance to, when I was at Freedom Fest, I was grabbing a bunch of interviews, mm-hmm. and I managed to get Bob Murphy, Robert P. Murphy.
We've had him on a bunch of times.
We've had him on a bunch of times. But the problem is that, like when I do interviews on Free Talk Live, it's interviews for the listener.
Mm-hmm.
It's interviews for people who are
newbies, right?
Yeah, you've got to have
doing a radio show.
You have a general interest radio program.
Right.
I did this interview. This is like 40 minutes of me asking, Bob Murphy all the questions I have about things like, Austrian economics.
Please, this is like a deep dive interview.
Explain to me the difference between Austrian economics, Keynesian economics. Why does Keynesian economics still exist?
Yeah.
You know, like these sorts of things, and asking him the difference between sort of, what about big nations versus small nations? What about the United States, emergence as an economic powerhouse out of World War II? What about the Great Depression? And just going issue after issue on all the things that I can think of that I want to ask the person I believe to be the combination of most qualified to answer pretty much all of my sort of economic liberty type questions and articulate and interesting enough.
He's funny too.
When he answers. Yeah, he's very
good
funny.
Sense of humor.
Yeah. We were talking about what to call people who would subscribe to his form of economics, rather than say Mises or Mingerites or whatever. So I think it should be Bobbers.
All right, so yeah, sounds like it'd be a really interesting interview, and that's one of the things you can do with Edgington Post is you can dig deep, you can dive deep into an interview where you can never go on the radio, and that's one of the things that's in our full podcast feed. So if you subscribe to the full Free Talk Live podcast, you'll get those episodes.
Yeah.
But if you want to just subscribe to Edgington Post, there's a link to that over at feeds.freetalklive.com. There's an RSS feed just for that. As we said before, there's also now one for the Daily Digest
as
well.
I've put together a website. It's not quite done yet.
Well, don't talk about it.
Well, you can look at it.
Is there anything there worth looking at?
There's some things to kind of poke around. There's some new pictures and stuff.
All right.
TheMarkEdgeMedia.com.
Okay. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. And, Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I'm so happy that Maddock is talking about that because, my stand on the Libertarian Party. Well, it's just not to split, like what she said. It's to split the Democratic vote and to help Donald Trump.
No, it's
how
not.
The hell did the Libertarians get blamed for the Democratic vote split? I mean, in the year 2000...
There's been some poll that shows that some people who would have voted for Hillary are voting for the Libertarians. So now it's the Libertarians' fault.
Yeah, well, it's always been the Republicans before. Was it okay when the Libertarians were splitting the Republican vote?
But you know what? At the UNAM, like I said, there was a table, Republican table, and the Libertarian Gary Johnson table, right next to each other. I should have took a picture of it on my cell phone and emailed it to you guys. I should have took a picture of it and put it up in a website. And so
Sarah,
forth.
You don't know how to use email. Don't tease.
Well, I don't know how to do it, but maybe I should have took a picture and mailed it to you.
Do you even have a phone? Do you even have a smartphone?
Well, you know, I have my phone has a camera on it.
It does.
I think.
You think?
It does, but I don't know how to use it. You know, yeah. And then there's a way that I have to go to Walgreens and develop the pictures. I don't know how to do all that. But
you know, they have classes that you can take. There's probably you could check with the library or something and see if they have some kind of free internet newbie class, and you might learn a thing or two, and I'd highly recommend it, because it's one thing to say you should or you ought to, and it's another thing to actually go ahead and do those things. Thanks for the call, Sarah. So 855-450-FREE. All right, I'm just going to share with you, Mark, we talked about Bill Weld, the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. He's not a libertarian. He's endorsing Hillary Clinton for president now, openly on national television. And I posted this to the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire group on Facebook. And somebody who, I'm not going to name his name, but he's a nice guy. We met him, actually. He's a listener of Free Talk Live, longtime listener of Free Talk Live. We met him at the Bill Weld event.
I remember
here in Keene. He posts and he says, Ian Freeman, you no longer care enough to participate in the Libertarian Party, but you do care enough to attack the national LP? I have respect for you, but that's a really dick thing to do. There are many of us that have done a large amount of work to promote freedom by using this ticket as a conversation opener. I know Gary isn't perfect and that Weld is a jerk, but I don't understand why actively fighting against people who are on the same side as you is a good idea. And I said, well, look, don't confuse outing Weld with an attack on the Libertarian Party. My loyalty lies with liberty, not a political party. If the Libertarian candidate does something unprincipled, they should be called out for it. And that's all I've done here. I get on the air and talk about, hey, you want to join the Libertarian Party? We've got a free membership for you. You go to lp.org/FTL. I would love to see the Libertarian Party get back to principle and start talking about liberty again. But if their presidential or vice presidential candidate's going to go out there and start endorsing the Democrat, who's right, like the worst Democrat they could possibly have put forward, then I'm not against the party because I'm calling him out.
Well, whatever you've done, it would the chump change compared to Bill Weld's damage to the party.
Absolutely. I mean, that's actually what I went on to say. I said, I think it's a dick thing to do to run as a libertarian and endorse Hillary Clinton. If you think that I'm the problem for calling that out, you might want to do some self-reflection. And this comes down to this idea of the party before anything else. And I'm not in favor of that.
I understand that feeling, right? Like, okay, we got a team here, and we got to move the ball down the field. And the only way we're going to do that is by working together. The problem is you got a bunch of individualists need to work in sort of a collectivist group. It just doesn't work very well. You just kind of let the folks do what they want, and hopefully everything moves in that right direction.
Or what they could do is actually nominate some real libertarians next time around, or at least some better libertarians, and then they won't have as much of this fallout. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.